So hello.
Okay.
So hello.
Okay.
Pink alert.
I know you know this, but your new life is going to cost you your old life. And we hear that and we can comprehend that, but it looks so different in the moment when it actually comes down to making those hard decisions, to letting go of those things that are holding us in the old paradigm.
Here,
back in my forest spot with my doggies, Adnan, Arlo, Duchess is in the house that we're staying in. Duchess is my kitty. Right now, I'm in Ireland, Jessica. I'm back and forth with mechanics, trying to find the right solution for this tricky van that I have. And it's so interesting.
Hello and welcome back to my channel. If you're new, I'm Lydia. I'm an energy healer. I work with mind, body, and soul to help accelerate human consciousness. And today we're going to be talking about Merkabas.
808.
About Merkabas.
Pink alert. Synchronizing with Maya 325. 3D Earth Simulation. Gregorian Timeline.
Kind of want to cheat. I'm literally so excited about this video. I've had this video in my video list for so long. It's been like number one on my list, and for some reason I never did it, but it feels so necessary that now is the time to talk about energy architecture, time to talk about sacred geometry with our energy and our body. So let's get into it. So before we talk about Merkabas, we need to go deeper and understand energy architecture and what that looks like. We have this innate capability to program the outside worlds from the inside. Your inner world is always mirroring your outer world. If you constantly believe that you are vulnerable in a situation, your aura is going to give this energetic permission to everyone outside of you to move and mendle with your aura. You're creating a vulnerable situation due to your beliefs around your vulnerability. This is the same thing with if you go into a room where you're feeling insecure before you walk into the room, you're giving energetic permission. You're giving the blueprint to other people around you to perceive you from a space of insecurity. Do we understand that? Other humans subconsciously feel the programming that you have placed around yourself. Again, energetics is always a mirror. Once you understand that you are in control and how others perceive you energetically, you can start to shift the way that others perceive you energetically for your highest good and the good of mankind. Let's go deeper. I'm also looking down my notes over here so I don't miss anything, just noticing that. So let's now step into the sixth dimension, the realm of energy architecture. And remember that all of these dimensions are all within. When I talk about each dimension, it's just a different level of our own human awareness. The more that we're evolving through consciousness, the more we're becoming multidimensional, the more we're going to understand each of these dimensions, almost like different systems of the body, right? We have like the nervous system, and we have the cardiovascular system, right? Dimensions are kind of like that, but it's the energetics, right? It's each energetic system. So each dimension has its own purpose in our world, and right now we're still...
Hey, sweet lover. I want to talk about something that has really kind of infiltrated the subconscious of many beings who started their path with non-duality and Vaita, radical non-duality. And it's this little belief that we should deny desires and we should deny the body. But I'd like to let you know that nothing changes without a heart desire. Nothing changes without that inclination to want to grow, to want to evolve. So there's nothing wrong with desires. They just need to come from the heart. And we need to learn how to fulfill those desires, which is aligning thought, word, and action. Because we're creator. But without the love for ourselves, we get cut off from desire. We get cut off from our body. And we're just like floating. We're dissociated and we're detached. But we're here to be a whole, integrated. Form is formlessness. So I have great reverence and devotion for the beautiful cats from the East who really brought the teaching of detachment. But it's highly masculine, and you need to understand that you're yin and yang. You're feminine and you're masculine. So, okay, detachment gets us back to pure awareness. your consciousness, the void of creation, right on. But we don't stay there. We come back in with the body.
This is a love affair with your being. All there is your being. Experiencing, tasting, sensing, perceiving, feeling.
How would you feel if someone said they can tell how much you love yourself by the partner that you've chosen? Does that feel like a compliment or an insult? That really distills down to, I'm not passing a judgment on your relationship, but the way you feel about that question can offer a lot of insight. How would you...
Bruce, any last word for the people?
Remember, my friend, a wise man can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer.
Bruce, any last words for the people?
Upload your PDF and drag and drop fields to digitize it easily with Go Canvas. Field workers can complete forms.
No, I can't. Buddy! Buddy! Oh my God! Buddy! Buddy! Oh my God!
What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet?
Pink alert.
Now it ain't the melody.
What do you say to people when they say the they don't think Bashar is real?
Well, you know, the first thing I usually tell anybody and the audiences when we do events is that no one has to believe that Bashar is real to get benefit out of the channeling, because again, it's an altered state that allows us to bring information through from a different level, a different perspective, and it seems to be very beneficial. It could be my own consciousness, and in fact I actually think my own consciousness has to be involved, because all I'm doing is sort of mirroring or modeling his consciousness. So even if
you don't exist in the universe, the so-called universe exists in you. Space time and causality are mental constructs, much like a movie screen displaying fleeting images while remaining unchanged.
The way people treat you is a reflection of the way that they see you.
The interesting things about it was as part of the negotiations, so...
Hey, friend. Joanna here.
And I'm here to help you get your head out of your ass. You may ask what makes me qualified. I'm qualified because I get my head out of my ass every day. Every day. And no, it's not easy to see yourself. But it gets easier. You feel better. Alright. So, today we're going to talk about the dark night of the soul. Depending on where you are on your journey, you may have heard about the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul is when it's like a battle between your ego and your higher self. I like that. Okay. Now, that season in your life when you feel lost, numb, and disconnected is not depression, it's transformation. And we're so eager to put label on things and not just face what's going on. We're always quick to say, depression or whatever else. A lot of the times, it's not. It's just the ebb that we need to go through. It's just the valley that we need to cross. But we refuse to understand that we came here to evolve, and there's gonna be times where we're pushed to the limit to break free from our old self. So then we can say something's wrong with me and I need help.
There are three things that awakening gives you that will feel like lost effort. If the first one, you know, the sensitivity, where did it come from? Because it was always there. You were always sensitive. But now that sensitivity is on steroids. It's
at another order. TikTok ads allowed us to quit our day jobs, get a warehouse, and even hire.
Okay, there is a timeline split happening that I think is extremely important for us to pay attention to, okay? It's the autonomy versus the hive mind thing. And why is this so important to pay attention to right now? Because we are going to start being pulled into this hive mind thing timeline more and more. It's going to create a lack of self. Who are we? I don't know who I am. I'm doing what everybody else is doing. I'm doing what they're telling me to do. I find all the answers out there. We're going to start losing ourselves. We're going to start losing who we are. It creates anxiety.